Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Goltzer dictating an endoscopy report on patient. Diane Ward. Date of birth 3/15/1972, date of procedure October 27, 2023. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy. With cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, period. Referring physician is Dr. Marta Bonkowski. Physician is Dr. Yevgenia Goltzer, DO. Indication is screening for colon cancer, comma, anemia. Next line, description of procedure. Important consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated lymphous video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction, and esophagus, period. A retroflex view is obtained of the cardia, period. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Digital rectal exam is normal. While lubricated lymphous video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. The TI. Was evaluated. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum, period. A retroflex view is obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was overall good with a Boston bowel prep score of 8-2-3-3, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complication. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings at upper endoscopy, number one, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 34 centimeters from the pipe block with one tongue greater than 1 centimeter of salmon colored mucosa, comma. This was biopsied for Barrett's esophagus, period. Next line, there was gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were taken from the antrum and body separately for histology. There was a antrum incisura ulcer that was approximately 1.5 centimeters.